This is Suno India Production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
গল্প তৃতীয়ত্তর গল্প গল্পকার মৌসুমী কন্দলি। মোৰ এই প্ৰিয় গল্পটির সমাপ্তির বাবে মই পুরনি গল্পশৈলীর হেপি এন্ডিংৰ ধ্রুপদী নিশ্চয়তাকে গ্রহণ করিম আৰু আনন্দেৰে কল্পনা কৰিম। এদিন এদিন মহাদেৱীয়ে তাইৰ চৌপাশৰ মানুহবোৰ, গছ, শিল আৰু বতাহবোৰক হিয়া উজাৰি কব, সেই যে মানুহজন অকলে অকলে নাও বাই বাই এই গভীৰ জলাধিৰে গৈ আছে, তেওঁই মোৰ মা।
This is Pulak, a co-founder of Khamonnoy, a queer organization based in Assam. He is reading from the short story collection the organization recently published of queer Assamese stories. You will hear him narrating excerpts from the collection throughout this episode. Khamonnoy has also put together a glossary of queer terms in Assamese. The organization has been quite prolific in locating queerness in Assamese language and literature. Hi, I am Suryatapa Mukherjee, your host on this episode of Pride and Prejudice. Please excuse my sore throat. This is part 3 of our mini-series Queering Language. In this, we are looking at the relationship between queerness and language. I spoke to Nujat and Prakash, who are both co-founders of Khamonnoy, about their work with language. We explore the history of queerness in Assamese literature, the nuances of finding Assamese words for queer experiences, and why it is important to find queerness in our own mother tongue.
Hi, I'm Nujhat, and I'm co-founder of Khamonnoy. I go by she, her pronouns.
Hello, everyone. I'm Prakash. I'm also one of the co-founders of Khamonnoy, which is an LGBTQI plus organization based in Assam. I do not have any specific pronoun as such. I go by he, she, them, whatever. This is it, I think.
Okay, so Khamonnoy has been doing a lot of things in terms of language. So can you tell me a bit about Khamonnoy and what interested you in sort of working on this glossary or, you know, working on the short story collection and anything else that you people are doing?
So Khamonnoy is an LGBTQ organization based out of Guwahati, Assam, and we were formed in November 1st, 2018. So it's been 4 years since our existence right now, and I think we've done a lot of work with respects to community mobilization here in Assam. And while we were doing our community mobilization work, we realized that we, in terms of, you know, language, we were very weak, in the sense that whenever we tried to go to the grassroots of Assam, it was sometimes very difficult for people to say who they were. They didn't have the language to say who they were, and because most of us were primarily communicating in English or in, you know, broken Assamese here and there, it was also difficult for us to communicate to the persons in the grassroots. So it would mostly be, you know, there was always that communication barrier when we were doing our community mobilization work. So I think that was one of the first things that we felt, where we needed that, you know, we needed something in Assamese to say, to give words to the feelings that we were feeling, and also to give words to the identities that we thought we identified as. And I think that is one reason why we primarily thought that, you know, a booklet and then again a short story series should be done.
So obviously for that we need to be very well adept with the Assamese language and the terminologies that are existent in Assamese. But very, very unfortunately, we would say that there was a big absence of appropriate terminologies in the Assamese language. And we have seen the people from SAFO and other people from West Bengal, they have done a lot of work, as in they tried to come up with their own words to describe various identities and various feelings as such. So here we came up with two opportunities actually. The first one was about the short story collection that we did. It's not a very novel concept, I would say, but the work was novel in the sense that as far as we know up till now, there is no short story collection of queer short story collection in any non-English language in India, most probably. Short story collection. There are novels, there are other forms of writings, but not short story collection, and definitely not in the entire Northeast. So this is a thing that we are very proud of, that we did something. And of course, this will help the community in larger ways also. And apart from that, the other opportunity, that the queer terminology book that we came up with, that we would not say that is our sole initiative. That was actually a project from an organization called FST, Foundation for Social Transformation. They are an organization who do not work exclusively for the LGBTQIA plus population. They work on various issues, on gender equality, on climate change, and a lot of other issues. And they came up with a project of coming up with this terminologist book. And since they did not have the expertise on LGBTQIA plus issues, so they approached us and asked us if we can help them in this regard. So they gave us basically the opportunity, and we jumped into it, and we together, both of these organizations, we came up with this terminology book.
So for both of you, you know, I want to ask you, like, when you were working on this glossary, or even if you're just reading the glossary, what are some of the things that stood out to you? Because I'm sure you discovered a lot of words, or you came up with a lot of words with people that you did not know before. Maybe you got to know words that you did not know before. So can you tell me some of your memorable experiences from putting this glossary together or just reading it?
So basically, we had three references. Two were non-Indian. One was from Nazaria, which is also another queer collective based in Delhi. So we referred to those three glossaries, which were in the English language. And then what we did was we took out each and every term, and then edited a bit out of it. And then we did a consultation meeting with the queer persons from with the community in our community center in Guwahati. And we invited persons from the community. And then we would just put up every single word with the meaning. And we would ask every single word that we would include in the glossary. We would ask if everyone resonated with it, and if there was any problem with including that word out of it. So I think we tried to make it as democratic as possible, so that, you know, we are not using words which are foreign to per se, or, you know, we tried to make it as, you know, as simplified as possible, so that, you know, persons from non-urban settings could also get it. In that sense, I think our pool of people that we invited to the consultation was also very diverse, in the sense that we had cisgender persons, we had trans persons, we had persons who identified in a very diverse range of sexualities as well. I think something memorable, Prakash can take over, right?
We also brought in someone who some people who were very were from very urban, I would say, like, super urban backgrounds, and some people like who are residents of rural areas who have never been to any large urban settings as well. Because like when we discuss language, we have to take into account such local languages that are spoken in the interiors, which we are not very accustomed to. So to keep all these things in perspective, we brought in as many people as possible, not only from gender, sexuality, diversity, but also from other economic, educational, such backgrounds as well. I don't know if that would be interesting or not, but I would just like to say something here. Many people say that SMEs and Bengali languages are, both the languages are very similar. But in one aspect, which one of the people who is good in language, they told us that unlike the Bengali language, SMS language does not have a lot of word synthesis, which we call Hondi. I don't know if it is called something in Bengali as well. In yeah, Hindi,
it's Shondhi in Bengali.
Shondhi, right? Huh. So in SMEs, we do not use a lot of Hondis. We try to avoid as much as possible Hondis. So that's why while coming up with new words, it was becoming very difficult, just because we cannot just add two different words and make a new word out of it. At the very beginning of the consultation that day, we came up with the first dilemma of using two different words for sex and gender, which was very difficult because there is no word for sex and gender, different words in SMEs. We have lingo, which means gender, which means sex as well. So someone suggested, the person is a very good, the person is a linguist. I don't know if the person will be technically called a linguist or not, but they said that we can use two different words. One, doihik lingo, other is hamajik lingo, means doihik lingo means bodily, something that identifies a body, and hamajik lingo that identifies with the society. But again, after much deliberation, much discussion and reading and stuff, we ultimately came up with the decision that for sex we'll be using the word lingo, and for gender we will just be keeping the word gender in SMEs. So regarding that, we could not come up with any word as of now. But again, this terminology book is an evolving document. This is just a prototype, you can say. With each passing day, with each passing experience, we'll be adding and expanding this terminology as much as possible. We did not want to include such words which are very alien to the people. Gender is a word which is very commonly understood, even if a person is not very good in English as well. So if we use something very different, the people will not align to such concepts, and it will be rather than making the people aware of issues, people will be even more alienated. So rather than doing that, we try to keep as many words which are locally understood by people, like even the word school or cricket or cup plate. All these are English words, but we very commonly use it in SMEs language as well, not only in speaking but in writing as well. So keeping that thing in mind, we used some words which are very English in English but can be used in SMEs as well, or understood very easily in SMEs.
One of the reasons why we decided to keep certain words in English itself was because this booklet was an sort of an introductory material only, right? What if we made certain words up, right? That would mean that, you know, if a person would go back and, you know, Google search or do some of their own research, it would be difficult for them to find that word. Right. So we decided to keep some words in English itself so that later on it would be, it would be easier for people to find out more about that particular word itself. So, for example, if we used, hamajik lingo instead of gender, there might have problems arising where, you know, a person who would have wanted to Google search hamajik lingo and would not have found adequate resources, or even sometimes it could have even led to, you know, wrong information. So we tried to avoid that as much as possible.
Golpo Bajikor Golpokar Orup Kumar Nath Manik Pisari Jitu Dottor Andhar Oroinno Hepiai Purote Edin Jitu Dottoi Koisil অমর সলিহার হরিদর গুন্ধর কথা কস্তুরী মিগর নাভির দরে আছিল হেনো সেই গুন্ধ পদ্মিনী নারীর হরিদর গুন্ধর দরে আছিল হেনো সেই গুন্ধ বিষধর খাপেও লেও সেও হয়ে পড়িব পরা সর্পগন্ধর দরে আছিল হেনো সেই গুন্ধ অমর সলিহাই পিছে কাহানিও পোৱা নাছিল নিজর হরিদর সর্পগন্ধর গুন্ধ কিন্তু পুরুষেরে ভরপুর জিতু দত্তর গার গন্ধয়ে তার কথা এতিয়াও মনত আছে। বহাগর প্রথম বরষুণত শুকান মাটিৰ বুকুৰ পৰা ওলোৱা গোন্ধৰ দৰে আছিল সেই গোন্ধ। জেই পৰি থকা লতা এডালক চিপাল কৰি তুলিব পৰা গোন্ধ আছিল সেয়া। জিতু দত্ত হোষ্টেলেৰে এৰি গুচি যোৱাৰ পাছত পকেটত সৰ্পগন্ধা লৈ অমৰ চলিহাই ঘুমুতিয়াই বিচাৰি ফুৰিছিল বৰষুণৰ ভিজা মাটিৰ এই গোন্ধ।
And can you tell me about the short story? How did the short story book come about? As in, like, I want to know, how did you put it together? How did
I think
you contribute? How did it take shape?
Yeah. Prakash should definitely deal with this, because Prakash has been very instrumental in bringing this book about. And then maybe I can add my insights into it.
Okay. So the book came as a result of my anger. I was very angry at one point of time that we are not doing anything substantial. For a very long time, we were doing virtual stuff and everything. And I got very angry. I was talking to one of our co-founders as well. We are not doing anything substantial. We are not coming up with anything which is concrete. And I was angry, and I told him that, okay, whatever you people do, whatever you do, I will do something. I will come up with a book or something which is concrete in nature. So that way I started it. But of course, it was not my like sole initiative. Nujhat, Shivlal, Pulok, all these people. Another person, Pulok, he's also one of our co-founders. This book would not have been possible without Pulok. It was my idea at first, but entire execution was done by Pulok. Almost entirely it was done by Pulok. So with that fit of rage, I told them that, okay, I will be coming up with a book. I will be expending whatever amount I have to, but I will be coming up with this book. And then I started talking to people. I talked to this, I talked to Pulok and another person called Jintu Kitartha, who is also one of the editors of our book. So I talked to both of them and asked them what can be done regarding this if we want to come up with a short story collection. Do we have enough literature, enough stories to be compiled into a book or not? And they said that yes, of course we do. We do have a lot of stories, short stories in SMEs, which can be compiled into a book. But there were some problems. We had to go through every story. We had to read every story and see if the stories were good in the sense that were correct enough to be published into a book. Because up till 1998 or 99, from the 1970s in the SMS literature, if you see from the 1970s only, we can see queer stories in mainstream literature as well. But those stories were not very queer sensitive. They portrayed queer characters as something evil or someone who is suffering from something. The narrative was quite different. But from 1998 or 99, I'm not recollecting the exact year. From 1998 or 99, there was this story, Swali Hostelot Lesbian, means a lesbian in a girl's hostel, which was written by Gobinda Prasad Sharma in 1998. And from then onwards, if we see the narratives of queer literature, we can see quite positive or even neutral stories in the for that matter. We can come up with that. And then we started contacting the writers. We asked them if we asked for the permission if we can make a short story collection of their stories. And all the writers were very readily agreed for this purpose. And they gave us their stories. And the rest of the things, I would not say it was a very difficult thing to do, because the stories were already written and the stories were already published before. And I have to tell this thing as well, that all the writers are very eminent writers in the SMS language. One is Jintu Kitartha. The other is this one, Dr. Judy Dutta. Dr. Judy Dutta, I think in the month of October or November, she got Sahitya Academy Award as well. So these are famous personalities, famous eminent writers. Why I'm stressing on the fact of eminent writers, because when people read stories and they do not see any familiar names or quote unquote big names, they do not want to go and did not want to take the trouble of reading the entire thing. They feel that, okay, these are just random queer people who are writing stories. But now when they see eminent writers and also non-queer writers as well, they think that, okay, some non-queer people are also writing about queer stories. That means these stories or their lives or their issues are also equally important. Why not? But I also go through these stories. So this is another what brownie point that we got because of the writers that we have, the list of writers that we have in hand. And I think that is it, I think. And the book came out quite smoothly. It did not take us much hassle to come up with this book.
Great. And I've heard that you're having some activity in the literature festival. Do you want to talk about that?
Basically, what happened is we recently had the Guwahati Book Fair, which ended just 3 days ago, and our book was available for purchase in the book fair, and the first edition has all been sold out, and now we are in our second edition right now. So I think that is and it's only been less than 2 months since the book has been released. So I think that is something that we should all be celebrating.
Oh, another small detail which I want to add is that even before the book formally got launched, I think 2 or 3 bookstalls had pre-booked our book for, I think, 100 or 150 copies. They booked it beforehand. So which is also a very celebratory thing for us.
Wow. All thanks to Prakash, huh?
No. Definitely not Pulak and Jintu regarding this.
No, I mean all thanks to getting angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Amazing things can happen when you get angry.
Yes, that can happen.
Yeah, and I'm sure this must be it sounds like it must be a huge deal in Assam, or it's going to become a huge deal in Assam. And I think, I mean, of course, the fact that it's known writers obviously grants it a different level of legitimacy if they're celebrated writers.
গল্প আন্ধাৰতকৈ উদাস, বতাহতকৈ স্বাধীন। গল্পকাৰ পঞ্চানন হাজৰিকা। যৌনতাৰ বাহিৰেও, একেলগে শোৱাৰ বাহিৰেও, এজনে আনজনৰ শৰীৰ চাকি চোৱাৰ বাহিৰেও, মানুহৰ জীৱনত আন বহু কিবা কিবি ৰাসায়ন বাকী থাকে। নতুন সময় যিমান স্বাধীন, প্ৰতিবাদী, বিদ্ৰোহী, মুক্ত নহওক, সময়ৰ জন্ম জানো কাৰোবাৰ গৰ্ভৰ পৰাই নহয়। জৰায়ুৰ আন্ধাৰৰ পৰাই জানো নাহে সময়ক নতুন বুলি স্বীকৃতি দিয়া উদ্ধমুখী জোৰ ধৰা হাত। ৰন্ধনহীন উদাস আন্ধাৰ আৰু বাঢ়ি অহা বতাহৰ বেগৰ মাজত চন্দ্ৰবালা নামৰ মানুহ এজনী গ্ৰীলত হাত ধুই কঁপি থাকে। হয়তো আৱেগত, হয়তো অতীতৰ মুক্তিৰ তাৰণাত, হয়তো ভৱিষ্যতৰ মোহত।
And yeah, and so coming to the glossary, you know, is there any term that kind of stands out for you, or any term that was really interesting for you that you want to share?
Terms, I don't know if any term that was very interesting here, because all of these terms, I think, these are very known to us. But the conversation that happened amongst us while coming up with this booklet was quite interesting. People had a lot of doubts. People had a lot of queries about various issues, because in this we did not just include words of gender and sexuality. We also tried to keep words about relationships as well. And with relationships came a lot of drama as well in while discussing. People were very, a lot of people were very, not very okay with polyamorous relationships, and did not understand if such kinds of relationships can actually exist. What is an open relationship? How is it different from polyamorous relationship? How can a person be polyamorous and be in a monogamous relationship? So such things were quite interesting to discuss. But a word says such, I don't know if I can come up with some word that would interest you as such.
No, if interest, anything that was interesting to you. But if you can't think of anything, that's fine.
I have one particular word. So basically, in whenever we have people, who don't know the word lesbian, for example, right? We have a lot of people who come to us and say that I'm a tomboy, and And the thing is, like, you know, when we understand that, you know, even lesbians are like, you know, a person can be femme presenting or mass presenting, right? But people don't have the words for that. So they just use the umbrella term like a tomboy, right? I don't know if that is something that, you know, that is something that is also, you know, existing in other, you know, other vernacular languages. But in Assam, it's a very common way to term, like whenever it's a lesbian, they don't use the word lesbian. They use the word tomboy. So I'm a tomboy or something. So whenever we say tomboy, it could, you know, it could mean that, you know, someone who is more mass presenting, or it could also mean someone who's, you know, who's in love with another woman, or has, you know, has romantic feelings towards another woman, but who's women identifying themselves, right? But in our glossary, we decided to put words like butch in Assamese only, so that, you know, people kind of understand that, you know, that even within lesbian even within lesbians there is a much more, many more, you know, subcultures, so that, you know, they have the, you know, word, you know, apart from tomboy, there is some other words also that people can relate to. So that is one thing that I found very interesting.
Yeah, I think tomboy is just a word that people have. I think, like, you know, it's like you just don't have other words. And, like, speaking of this word, like, I actually, you know, I went to a friend's wedding and I was very much like, you know, I'm going to, like, know this time I'm going to, like, be mask presenting. I don't want to, like, climb up. And then her family, like, told her that her tomboy friend was looking really good and, like,
nice.
I think, like, dhuti and all, and, like, you know, that was really nice. So, yeah, I just reminded me of that.
I mean, the thing is, like, I personally have no problem with people, you know, just saying words like that, like tomboy or something like that, right? But
because we don't have, like, the other words.
Also, it's more acceptable somehow,
exactly.
I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it more acceptable. So people generally tend to use it. Like, and even, like, growing up, we all had, like, variations of the word lesbian, like lesu, which is also another fruit, which is, you know, lychee or in Assamese. So all of these things, like, we didn't include lesu, definitely that's just like a, like, you know, common slang.
Lesu is a fruit in Assamese?
Yeah, it's lychee in Assamese, basically.
Oh,
yeah. Basically, yeah. So because it's a
lesu and lebu as well,
right?
Yeah. See, lebu is lemon, and so these are things, like, you know, we couldn't. Of course, we can't add those in the booklet, but then these are very, like, like, you know, prominent words that are used for lesbians as well. If people know the word lesbian, otherwise it's tomboy.
গল্প ছোৱালী হোষ্টেলৰ এগৰাকী লেছবিয়ান গল্পকাৰ গোবিন্দ প্ৰসাদ শৰ্মা। এদিন হঠাৎ বিশ্ববিদ্যালয়ৰ গাৰ্লছ কমন ৰুমত সোমাই দেখিলোঁ এখন নটিচ, সংঘামিত্ৰা অনুসূয়াৰ যুটীয়া চহীদ। লেছবিয়ান সমাজ বুলি এখন সমাজ বিশ্ববিদ্যালয়ৰ ছোৱালীসকলৰ মাজত তেওঁলোকে গঢ়িব খুজিছে। প্ৰতিমাহে একোটা পূৰ্বঘোষিত তাৰিখত ইয়াৰ একোখন অধিৱেশন বহিব আৰু বিভিন্ন দিশৰ ওপৰত পূৰ্বৰ ঘোষণামতে আলোচনা হ'ব। লেছবিয়ান সমাজৰ এই পৰ্যন্ত যিসকল সভ্য হৈছে সেইসকলৰ উপৰিও লেছবিয়ান আদৰ্শৰ নাৰী মুক্তিত যিসকলে বিশ্বাস কৰে বা তেনে আদৰ্শৰ প্ৰতি যিসকলৰ সহানুভূতি আছে বা যিসকলৰ অন্তত এই আদৰ্শৰ বিষয়ে কৌতূহল আছে সেইসকল এই অনুষ্ঠানৰ প্ৰথম অধিৱেশনলৈ আমন্ত্ৰণ কৰা হৈছে। অধিৱেশনৰ তাৰিখ আৰু সময় নটিচত দিয়া আছে। স্থান বিশ্ববিদ্যালয়ৰ এটি শ্ৰেণীকোঠা।
Yeah, and so, you know, about the story, like the short story collection that you have, if you want to talk about, like, any story, like, you know, you don't have to, like, read from it, just if you want to talk about, like, any story that is memorable to you, or if you just want to, like, you know, talk about the different stories in the book.
Okay. I would just give you I won't give you a lot into the stories. Just tell you about what are some of the stories, theme of some of the stories. First of all, I would like to tell you that the stories, though they are the broad theme of all the stories is queer, but all the stories talk about different aspects of being queer. Some they cut across class, caste, religion, ability, and such things. Swali Hostelot lesbian, that story, that is basically about the primary focus is not about the person being lesbian, but the person being a rural a lesbian from a rural background who comes to the hostel and discovers her identity in an urban setting. Had she been in a rural setting, probably her journey would have been quite different. So it talks mostly about the setting, the urban and rural settings. I think two stories, one Otonu Jar Hima, that another story, and Bajigor. These are two stories which many literature critics have told that these stories are their stories are not very revolutionary stories, but the way they have put across sexual acts and sexual activities is mind blowing, that they have said. The story Kinnor is very it was criticized by a few people who said that the story was very neutral in its stance. It did not put any blame on anyone, or neither did it appreciate anyone. It was very, very neutral. So that is another story, Eta Opremor Golpo. So that has a very contemporary feeling. It talks about struggles, personal struggles and political struggles. It talks about the car protest as well. So I would say that all these stories are very, very, they are varied. Like all of them talk about various aspects of being queer, being non-binary, being gender fluid, and various aspects of it, I would say. And also, I would add here that the book got quite a good response, and people have been asking us if we can have an English translation of the book. So regarding that, we are trying to come up with an English translation, but I don't know if it will be possible this year itself, or maybe probably early next year. But we will be coming up with that, and we'll be giving you a copy as well, so that you can read the stories by yourself and say if they are all right or not.
Great. Yeah. I mean, I think I would just love it. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be coming up this year only. And if not, early next year for sure.
I just wanted to add something. So the Swali Hostel Not Lesbian is a very famous story in Assamese literature, because during that time when it was released, it was one of the only, I think it was one of the first stories which talked about a lesbian character in such an open way. Right.
Yes.
So people from my mother's generation would also be very familiar with that story. So our short story collection was such a healthy mix of, you know, older as well as if you can say, you know, 98 is older literature, mm-hmm. but then, you know, older and as well as contemporary literature, we had a very nice mix of that, so that, you know, not everyone is as, you know, politically aware, or not everyone is as, you know politically correct per se. And, you know, sometimes what happens is then when we are using very simple words and when we're using simple terminologies within the stories itself, I think it's more easier for people to relate to those stories. And and as Prakash said, right, we did not we included stories which did not, you know, put the focus focus on queerness or, you know, on, you know, transness per se. We focused on stories which included where the characters where being queer or being, you know, non-binary, trans, etc was just a part of their lives and not something that, you know, was an overarching theme of their lives. So I think in that sense we were also successful in bringing about stories which did not alienate or which did not, dehumanize queer persons as such. So I think that is also something that we are very proud of.
Yeah. And I think in one of my other interviews, you know, there was this trans woman who was and a trans woman who's an actor who was saying that, you know, like, not everything has to be about acceptance. Like, we have so much else going on in our lives. So so it's great that, you know, it's not just about like being queer and being accepted. It's about like life.
As soon as people start bringing about the whole, you know, about mainly about queerness, it's also a lot of people would also just write about how difficult our lives are, which is not true all the time. I mean, it is very difficult, but then it's not always true, right? We also have depth in our characters. We also have we have like multiple emotions attached, and not just queerness, which is our entire being, right? So in that sense, I think yes, that is something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I would say also people from different identities have different levels of struggles. Like we have different identities. A person with a differently abled person who was queer will have different levels of struggles. So to put an umbrella on everyone that, okay, all queer people have this kind of terrible lives. No, a lot of people are queer and very, very privileged as well. So who probably do not have to face a lot from the society compared to a person who has a lot more baggages lot more identities attached to them, marginalized identities attached to them. So keeping all those things in perspective is very, very important, I would say.
গল্প হিতৰ গঙাচিলনি, গল্পকাৰ গীতালি বৰা। তেনেহ'লে পৃথিৱীৰ সকলো দুৱাৰ কেৱল পুৰুষ অথবা নাৰীৰ বাবেহে খোলা আছে? ৰাধেশ্যামহঁতৰ বাবে সকলো কপাট বন্ধ? ঈশ্বৰ নাই? বন্ধুৰ দৰে ঈশ্বৰৰ দৰে হাত আগবঢ়াই দিছিল যুৱৰাজে। যুৱৰাজ গ্ৰীক দেৱতাৰ দৰে সুন্দৰ সুঠম এজন পুৰুষ।
We should definitely thank the community in this regard, because at least for the booklet itself, I don't think we would have been able to come up with it in the pace that we did without the community's help. And I've also been told that, you know, the Assamese queer community here is very vibrant, and whenever we have people come in from outside of Assam, they always tell us that, you know, it's so different here than it is in other states. It's not just one person who's saying this, there's many people who've said this. So I think I should also, like, we should come together and definitely thank the community for supporting us, as you know, because without their support, it's very difficult to, you know, publish a book or, you know, even bring in a, you know, booklet of and then be successful with it as well. So I think in this regard, we are very lucky, and we are very, thankful that, you know, we had such supportive persons from the community itself who would, you know, help us whenever we ask their help.
One thing I would say here, which could not be published in our short story collection, okay, the dedication portion, there's a line which I would just read out the line here. লিংগ নিৰ্বিশেষে সমতাৰ পৃথিৱী এখনৰ প্ৰতি আস্থা ৰখা প্ৰতিগৰাকী ব্যক্তিৰ হাতত, হুইচ ৰাফলি ট্ৰান্সলেটছ ইন টু দিছ বুক ইজ ডেডিকেটেড টু এভৰি ওৱান হু বিলিভছ ইন দ্য কনচেপ্ট অফ ইকুৱেলিটি ইৰেস্পেক্টিভ অফ জেণ্ডাৰ ছেক্সুৱেলিটি এনি আইডেণ্টিটি ডিফাৰেঞ্চেছ দিছ ৱাজ দ্য ডেডিকেশ্যন ডেট দ্য এডিটৰ্ছ ৱান্টেড টু পুট বাট মাই আইডিয়াজ আৰ লিটল ডিফাৰেণ্ট আই ডিড নট ৱান্ট টু গিভ দিছ এজ দ্য ডেডিকেশ্যন থিং I wanted to dedicate this book. I still want to dedicate this book to all those queer people who died and who could not get their stories out there in public. So this book is dedicated to all such, from my heart, this book is dedicated to all such people who could not tell their stories, whose stories remained untold. So these are just some stories. Probably people will read it and people will feel that all those people who could not tell their stories, these are their stories. So this I would say.
Thank you for listening to this episode. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.